We've arrived b'siyata d'shmaya at Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Dalid Perek Lamed Dalid, which is the final chapter in the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalid. And I want to thank those who have joined me for this adventure, learning through these magnificent teachings of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, helping us to better understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. A journey that we began on Yud Dalid Sivan on the yard site of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and very fittingly, we're going to conclude it now on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, Tavshin Pei, and you'll see how it's very fitting from his very opening words. Ume'eis chorban beis kachenu v'galu habanam yal shulchan aviyam shchinas kvodu yisbarach ozla u'misracha kiviyacho v'lo sargia. From the time of the chorban beis hamikdash and the exile of Bnei Yisrael from the presence of their father, from the shulchan of their father, the shchina kiviyacho can find no tranquility. The shchina is wandering. V'ein shiur rakatora azos, and the only thing that provides stability, a place kiviyachol for Hashem and the Shechina in this world, is the Torah. Shekishi Yisrael am HaKodesh mitzavtefim mahagim ba karoi, when we study the Torah and our lips are constantly uttering words of Torah as is fitting, hein heima lo lemikdash ma'at, we become that mini sanctuary, we become that miniature Beis HaMikdash, lahachin osa'u l'sada, to make a place for it and to sustain it. So to speak, we'll see, he talks in the passage in the Zohar that's coming up, about feeding the Shechina, so to speak, feeding Ruach HaKodesh, giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, a place in this world. V'shoyra imam, and the Shechina resides by them. U'faresas kanafeh aleim kiviyachol, it spreads its wings over those, again, who study Torah. U'veinkach isneicha ma'at, and in that process, the Shechina is able to enjoy a little bit of yishav adas, a little serenity, a little peace in this world, a little bit of purpose, fulfillment in this world. K'ma'amarim zechronim levracha, v'perakama debrachos, as Chazal tell us in Brachos Daf Chesam at Aleph, that miyom shachar beis hamikdash ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo ela arba amos shahalacha bilvad. From the time of the Chorban beis hamikdash, kiviyachol lakadosh baruch hu has no place other than the place, the dalet amos of halacha. That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol feels that he still has a place of Torah, the dalet amos, the four dimensions, the four amos of halachic living and learning. But Amru Sham, the Gemara further tells us in Brachos Vavam at Aleph, how do we know that even if an individual sits by himself and studies Torah, the Shechina is present by him? Any place that Hashem's name is mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I make that my place, I will come to you, is the end of the Pasuk, and I will bless you. Uvemishle Rabs, at the end of Parsha Ches, the Medrash in Mishle tells us, Ki motzi matza chayim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who's found by Divrei Torah, when I find you studying words of Torah, afani matzoi lo b'chol makom. Hashem says, I will be found nearby. I will be in such a place. As the Pasuk says, ki motzi matza chayim. Says the Zohar in Parshas Balak, Reish Beis Amar Aleph. Pasuk v'amar. Beautiful Zohar. Ki tatsur al ir lo sashchis es eitza. When you lay siege upon a city, be very careful not to chop down the fruit-bearing trees. Da Tamid Chacham. This refers to a Tamid Chacham. Diu Ilana Dachai, because he is the tree of life. Ki mimenu sochel, because you can eat from that tree. Says the Zohar, V'chiyahu mechab lo achol minei. Well, one minute you're telling me not to destroy it, and now you're telling me he's going to eat from it. La ela ki mimenu sochel. What does it mean? Hahu tinra takifa. Hahi decho ruchen takifen kadishen nafkemina. The leis hana v'te ufta l'ruach kutcha b'hai alma ela oraisa. In other words, it's not about us being sustained alone from the Talmud Chacham, learning from the Talmud Chacham, but in fact, Ruach HaKodesh as it exists in this world only gets pleasure and only gets sustenance from the Torah that we study. That one who is worthy is able to be mefarnes the Shechina. And it gives it sustenance in this world. Yater mikol karban in the alma, more than anything we could have possibly done or achieved by bringing a karban. From the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash u'batlu karbanan, leisle l'kutcha b'richu ela inon milin da'oraisa. All that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has without karbanos, without a Beis HaMikdash, are Jews who learn Torah. V'oraisa dischadashas mipumei. And the words of Torah, the original insights of Torah that emerge from the Talmud Chacham's mouth, begin kach, ki mimenu soichel, v'leis mizoyna b'hai alma el mimenu. This is the Adam Adam eats asada. This is the Adam who's known above and below, who has such a hashpa in the heavens and on the earth. Eats asada ilana ravrava v'takif. He's a big and strong tree. Dahi sada sher berchu Hashem, and he's found in the field that is blessed by Hashem. The samech alei that he's near to it. He's connected to it. Ilan d'ishmoidalahu sada tadir. The tree that is well known to that field of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing. This tzaddik, this Talmud Chacham, finds himself in that place regularly. And again, not only is he receiving, but we've learned throughout the Sefer that he's also influencing, he's giving back kiviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shekhinah, he's giving expression to the Torah, and that's such a chashuv thing, such a special thing. This is also the intention of the Gemara in Maseches Tanis in the first parak Zayin Amar Aleph. What does it mean? Ki ha'adam eitz asadeh ki mimenusa oichel. Again, that pasuk we mentioned a moment ago in the Zohar. Im talmid chacham hagunu mimenusa oichel ve'im lav v'chulam. Attach yourself to a true talmid chacham, someone who is the true embodiment of Torah, and eat from him, learn from him, be sustained spiritually by him. And God forbid, if he's not the real deal, then distance yourself from him greatly. Uvezar vayishlach kuf ayin dalet amid beis. Veheich yistakef barnash be bekutcho bichu. How does a person become strong? How is one mizgaber, so to speak, over HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yaskiv b'oraisa. Become strong in Torah. The choman yistakef b'oraisa yistakef b'ilana t'chayim. Because anyone who's strong in Torah is strongly connected to the Eitz HaChayim. And he not only again becomes strong for himself, but he gives strength to Knesset Yisrael, which is a code word for the Shekhinah, listat kafa, that it should become strong, it should become empowered. But if God forbid he weakens his connection to Torah, maksiv hisra pisa, says the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Dalid, hisra pisa, iihu israpi min araisa, biyom tzara tzar kochecha. The whole pasuk is hisra pisa biyom tzara tzar kochecha. But if he weakens from Torah, says the Zohar, biyom tzara tzar kochecha, he'll find himself of limited strength. Biyom adiyesi le'aku, when he has difficulties, kiviyachol dochek la l'shchinta, he pushes away at the shchina, diyu chela da'alma, which are the protectors, which is the strength of this world. And he's left impoverished because he doesn't have Torah to stand by his side. And more than anything else, when we learn Torah, we create a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a place to dwell in this world. Before the Torah was given, Moshe ala Elokim, Mishenitna Torah Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Socham. Prior to Kabbalah's Torah, Moshe had to go up into Hashem's realm to have a Sheichas to Torah. But after the Torah was given, Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu came down. The continuation of Kabbalah's Torah is the Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Socham. It's no longer us going up, but it's bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu down to us through the Torah. V'Dai B'Dvarenu concludes Rav Chaim V'Lashner. I've said enough for one who's paying attention, for one who's wise and understands. Hashem itocham yira v'yavin darko v'kodesh, that from these words you'll understand how to live a proper and holy life. V'yoychaz tzedek darko, la'amod amishmeres ha'isek ha'torah kadosha, to understand and to take so seriously our responsibility to the study of Torah. Kol hayam v'asher hu chai, throughout every single day of one's life. To reject that which is evil and wrong, and to choose that which is good and holy. And again, understanding that our choices not only matter to ourselves, but influence all of creation and all of the worlds. So that there could be a source of joy, of nachas, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world. Hashem, please, open our hearts to Torah. Open our hearts to the love and the yira that we're supposed to feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us be that kli through which you're able to fulfill the purpose of creation, that everyone should come to recognize the yoke of your kingship, Ad kan the words of the Heiliger Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I want to thank anyone who's listened to these shiurim, has joined me again for this remarkable study together. And Amir Tzashem, we should be inspired to live lives of Torah, to always be learning Torah, and to understand the amazing hashpa that Torah has on us, and the hashpa that we can have on the entire universe through our study of Torah.